So folks, today we have the privilege of hosting a remarkable guest, Pranita Salunke. Pranita is a visionary in the field of health and well-being, and she's dedicated to inspiring and empowering individuals to achieve optimal health, happiness, and most importantly, their life's purpose. With a wealth of experience in the realm of lifestyle transformation, Pranita brings a clinically proven, evidence-based approach that has yielded incredible results, from significant weight loss to the reversal of type 2 diabetes and much more. Pranita's work extends to a diverse range of clients, ranging from corporate wellness workshops to entrepreneurs, CEOs and professionals, and all seeking to embrace a life filled with passion and meaning. Join us as we delve into Pranita's insights, wisdom and transformative journey as we uncover the keys to unlocking a life of health, happiness and boundless purpose. So as you prepare to delve into the conversation on the topic at hand, how to recharge your energy for increased performance, here's an exciting twist. Let us tickle the brains of our guest first. So Pranita, please get ready for a rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I'd love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. Shall we do it?
Yes, we shall.
All right, let me fire the first word. Curiosity.
Excitement.
Invention.
How to invent the world where there is more peace and love.
Future.
Sunshine.
Book.
Any Deepak Chopra's book.
Movie.
Dil to pagal hai.
Food.
Khichdi and ghee on the top.
Meditation.
Healing.
Health.
Is your first priority.
Universe.
Loving.
And the last one is creativity.
Juice of life.
Love it. And thanks for participating in the first rapid fire round. And there is one more rapid fire round waiting towards the end of the episode. All right. So folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Navin Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. And thank you so much for joining me today. And Pranita, hearty welcome to the Guiding Voice. Super excited to host you. And thank you so much for being part of our journey.
Thank you, Navin. And we are talking about energy, and I can feel enthusiasm and immense energy in your voice and your presentation. So that's great to know.
glad it resonated with you. And Pranita, let's get started into our conversation. And I'm more interested in your success mantra. So please share with our audience the top three things that have contributed to your success so far.
Well, I believe that I still have to reach the destination, but the journey has been inspired and supported by people. So people around you actually can make and break you. At the same time, our determination, persistence, and importantly, our clarity in our goal and our vision. So these are the few things which are helping me at present.
Nice. So one thing which I loved is you are yet to reach the destination, but you are loving the journey. That is the most important aspect which is missing amongst the youngsters today. And let's get into the topic, the core topic about the energy. So before we talk about how can we improve or enhance our performance by enhancing the energy levels, let's talk about the energy drainers. So please share with us the most common energy drainers people face in their daily lives.
Yes, we are talking about energy. Let's understand what is energy. Energy in our Indian language, or if you want to translate, it's prana, right? Prana is life force, and it is synonymous to my name, like Pranita, Pranita. So what is the life force? What is the difference between a person who is living and who is dead? They have done the studies where a person who just passed on to different realm, they weigh the same. But the energy, the life force, which penetrates through them, that makes them alive. So we have to ignite that life force so that we can enjoy the life to the fullest and also contribute with our purpose. To understand how to enhance this energy, we have to understand what are the different types of energies and what depletes those energy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
One is physical energy. So in Hindu scriptures, it's called Annamaya Kosha. Mm-hmm. So it's our physical sheath.
Mm.
And that gets depleted to wrong food, addictions of any sort, maybe addiction of excess food, alcohol, tobacco, smoking, even addictions to social media or screens, because you are consuming, over-consuming. Then there is a spiritual energy, which is your belief and your value system. Your belief doesn't need to be any specific religion, but it has to align with your core essence. And then how you lead your life according to that values and belief. If you are not living your daily existence in your alignment, then it depletes your energy. Then psychological and emotional. Continuously thinking about worrisome thoughts about the future or feeling guilty, ashamed of anything you may have done in wrong in the past, or having just, you know, excess demand on yourself, maybe work or in your personal life, and that you don't have the capacity, you don't have the resources, either knowledge or people. So that's psychological and emotional energy. And then your environment, people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So environment is to people around you. Are they toxic relationship, or do you have people who boost your confidence and add more power to your intentions, to your goal? Thinking about that, those few elements is really important. And I have audit, like, you know, it's like an audit. You do annual audit or review in your workplace. So similarly, every day or every week, this is the awareness questionnaire. You I have a awareness questionnaire PDF. You can do that self-reflective exercises to see where is your energy, where who is depleting that energy, which element of your life is depleting the energy. And once you know that, then you can take the education and make corrective actions towards it.
Enlightening. And one thing that grabbed my attention is about this social media addiction, which not many people are acknowledging. But very soon we are going to find these social media de-addiction clinics, because I've done some research on that, the way these apps are designed. The app companies, right, they're hiring some scientists as well as the neurologists and some renowned people just to see how to inject those dopamine levels and what kind of impact they are going to have, right? So I think you have touched upon very valid points, and this is so enlightening, Pranita. I really appreciate the insights on that particular thing. And now let's move forward and cover the self-reflection part. Like you said, we have to perform some sort of audit, if not on daily basis, at least on weekly or monthly, depending on it. Because even I do a lot of introspection, and it happens sporadically. Sometimes it could be every day. Sometimes it could be once in 2 to 3 days. But it gives us a lot of opportunity in terms of, okay, determining what is going well, what is not working, and where are we draining our energy and so on, right? So what is your take in terms of how important is the self-reflection? And other than that, what tools or techniques can people use for effective self-reflection, especially during this energy part?
That's a good question, Naveen. And I would like to let you know that, and I'm sure you will agree, that unreflected life, unexamined life is not life worth living. In order to grow as a human being, to expand into our desires, our goals, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have to see where we are lacking, what we are lacking, and how far, as well as our successes, because those successes will actually improve dopamine, natural dopamine level, with which we can excel and take more actions. At the same time, knowing where we are lacking or what support is needed, we are more likely to invest our time, money, and various resources to improve on those aspects. So it is really important to examine our life energy and where we can make those improvements. And as I mentioned, when it comes to the energy level, you can use this information shared over here and do your self-reflection, or you can use that PDF questionnaire and make weekly assessment of where you are at. Like, each question will have level 0 to 10, mm-hmm. and you can measure whether in physical energy, in nutrition, you are at maybe 4 and you want to be able to go to 10, or, you know, 9 or 10. You must be very poor at sleep, and that is causing frustration in your day-to-day life. So, you know, you can go from 2 to 10 by implementing positive lifestyle changes, so and so forth. So
amazing. So for those of you who are listening or watching this episode, you'll find the questionnaire in the show notes or the episode description. Please feel free to download it and start using it as your audit tool. And thank you for sharing that, Pranita. Now let's switch gears and talk about the recharging our energy levels. So please share with us some practical methods to recharge the energy for increased performance, and also any examples of daily rituals or practices that have helped you recharge your energy effectively.
Yes, definitely. So I would like to share three different types of tools. And we can start with the physical body tool. And then if you have any question, you can ask, and we can move on to the different set of tools. So energy, like I was mentioning, our physical body, our physical sheath, our Annamaya Kosha, is made from food we consume.
Mm-hmm.
We are, in a sense, what we eat. If you have eaten nourishing food, it creates positive cells, good cells, healthy cells in your body. There is a better quality of, say, for example, RBC. You have better immunity. So you have a good quantity of WBC to fight infection. So you are what you eat. So in terms of nutrition for the energy, or even nutrition is a big term, and people get scared. Oh, I don't want to do diet. I don't want to go to a nutritionist. No, I'm not talking about the nutrition or diet. I'm talking about eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so privileged that we have great tradition of Ayurveda, which tells us what to eat and it guides us. So three elements to the healthy eating: remove, replace, and regenerate. I have done it in a 3-hour way, easy for people to grasp. So remove. What should we remove from our diet? Packaged, processed, stale, excessive spices, excessive trans fat food, for example, oily food. All these kind of tool are also called tamasic food. Those kind of food depletes our energy. It takes more energy. So it's a negative energy, more energy to digest or remove those kind of food from our body. And why would you do that? Like, you want your food to actually create more energy, thriving body. So think about, in your awareness exercise, think about last week and how much percentage of your food were this tamasic food, and mm-hmm. see if you can reduce or remove it completely. You may need to do some work on your mindset, get support, or, you know, support of professional, or maybe support of someone in your family member, friend circle who has done it successfully. And then we come to the replacing part. So remove, your container is empty, you have space. Now, what should we add into that space? Yes, it's very simple. Simple food. Mm-hmm. Simple food, which are natural, which with the made with like simple ingredients. So if you are making, for example, dal is made, not made with so many variety of spices, so many different ingredients. Make sure it's simple, made with two or three herbs and spices and lentil. And making sure that you, importantly, when it comes to eating healthily, mm-hmm. our mindset, so regeneration. Third stage is regeneration. Oh, how is your mind state while we are eating? Are you angry at your boss for not giving you promotion or not giving you praise, even if you did good job? Or you're angry or stressed with personal life? Maybe your family is behind you to get married and you're they're showing you with lots of different prospects and you're not ready, or whatever stress level it may be. Maybe fight with the spouse or worry about your kids, how they are performing at school. So thinking about that is not gonna create positive body, even if you are eating nutritious meal. So thinking mindfully is what gonna be creating good energy with the healthy eating. And the last but not the least, when it comes to food, is doing some testing. Because a lot of people with the Western influence of diet and as well as the nutritional level of our soil are experiencing deficiencies and food sensitivities. So maybe, you know, thinking about doing some testing with consultation of your doctor. If you're experiencing fatigue, chronic fatigue, and some of the digestive issues, is really critical. And then creating a path to balance those deficiencies, maybe through supplementation, maybe through effective eating style. So yeah, remove, replace, and regenerate. Those are three components when it comes to eating. Then the sleep. It's very important to have the space in our life, weekly, daily, to actually cultivate the recovery. Because our body, our mind, our brain require effective rest and recovery time so that it can process our new learning. Each day we are learning. Each day, each week, even we left our education system many years back, it doesn't matter. As a human being, we are learning every day. And also we are going through lots of stresses every day. And when we are giving our body time to recover, our brain is able to process that information effectively and recover. So it can be active nap, mm-hmm. 20 minutes in the afternoon, 15-20 minutes in the afternoon. But of course, you know, respecting your own individual biorhythm, doing the meditations first thing in the morning, as well as before sleeping, having better sleep hygiene. So not looking at the screen just before you're dozing off, not getting up and immediately start looking at your screen to check if there is an email, because it creates flight and fright hormone for you, because you're anticipating bad news, or you're thinking about the future, you know. So be present first thing in the morning, create that power hour for yourself. That will help your brain and your body to slowly prepare for your day and week. And then physical activity, the third important element of the body, preparing the body, is physical activity. And breathing. So breathing, conscious breathing, prana. What is prana? Prana is energy. And breathing is synonymous to prana. Mm-hmm. If you are not doing effective breathing, lots of people in corporate world or even at any work level, they are doing the shallow breathing. Take a moment. Ask yourself, am I doing the belly breathing? So my, put your hand on your tummy and take a deep breath and see the difference between you were breathing a moment back and now. Mm-hmm. It's important to engage in a proper breathing exercises so that in a stressful period, you can actually be able to do the conscious breathing. And the breathing, more quantity of the deeper quality of breathing you're doing, it is shown in science that the better your immune system is, better your ability to carry blood, oxygenation of each and every system. And it's, yeah, so pranayama, then physical activity of yoga, mm-hmm. or qigong. Both. What is qigong? What is yoga? Yoga, these exercises with breathing, engaging different postures with breathing, actually removes the blockage from your system. And when you remove the blockage, you can actually increase the energy flow in your body. So yeah, these are the kind of things which will practical ways to improve your energy on day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that is so clear, Pranita. I loved all the details that you have shared. And I'm curious about the work-life balance and its impact on the high energy levels. Like, are there any specific tips for individuals with highly dynamic work schedules? What can they do to maintain high energy levels? And before that, my question is there any relationship between work-life balance and maintaining high energy levels? Yes or no?
Of course, yes. Because work-life balance, we have to have both the things to lead a productive and more meaningful life. We have to have a purposeful life and our ability to be able to live that purpose. So there are two things. Having one's purpose, getting clear, what's my unique strength, what my unique skills, and what people want. Mm-hmm. So these are the few ways you can question yourself to identify the purpose. But then also having your personal life in order, mm-hmm. your personal body, your mind. We haven't talked about the mind, which we will do in a minute, but yeah. Your mind in a right order to be able to deliver that purpose. If your own personal life is not in order, even if you are highly skilled, highly intelligent, what's the purpose? What's the why? It's not going to significantly impact the quality of the people's client you are serving, because you are just pushing yourself. There will be a point like stretch rubber band that rubber band will break. So it's really important to fill your cup first, be healthy, be energetic, and then with that full cup, you can fulfill other people's need and responsibilities. So there is a huge correlation between work-life balance and maintaining and improving your energy levels.
Wow. That's great. Now let's talk about the mind part. How does one's mindset influence their energy levels and also ability to recharge? And what are the strategies that they can use to shift from a low energy mindset to a high energy mindset?
Yes. So you may have heard from many personal developmental guru, mindset is everything. And where your focus goes, energy flows. So thinking about in work world, where there is a meeting or important presentations you had to do, or you had to complete a project. Now, just before jumping on to doing your work, take a few moments before going to the meeting with clients, with boss, and think about the positive element you want to have. For example, if we are talking about this podcast, we both may have had reflective seconds, few seconds, how our interaction with each other is going to help other people.
Yeah.
How our interaction will help to cultivate more network or more relationship between for both of us, and how it will enhance each of us individually. So if you're thinking about bringing awareness and bringing mindfulness in each interaction, each project, each goal, each activity you're doing, so just take maybe 10 seconds before jumping onto your first to-do list and think positive outcome. So that's thinking about where focus goes, where there is energy flows. And then second most important part of mind and soul is bringing meditation practice into your daily life. It can be any meditation. There are different types of meditation which suit different people at different stages of their life. I particularly love guided meditation and transcendental meditation. But meditation can be any activity in which you are completely focused and you feel like you are in flow state. Yeah, you have to find your own meditation technique which resonates with you. But meditation is number one tool. I work whenever I work with people to in any area of their health and well-being. We work on different kinds of meditation. So meditation is like a think about sharpening the saw. You cut the tree with a rusty saw, or you take a pause, you meditate every day, and then with sharp tool, you can cut the dead tree. So think about that.
I love the analogy, and I think meditation is important for everyone, I believe, and it is more important than ever because we are surrounded by so much of information and so many distractions. I think we need that particular solace to our mind so that it can rejuvenate. And thank you for sharing those amazing tips, and this has been great conversation so far, but it's time for us to add some more spice and some more excitement. So I'd like to bring in the second rapid fire round with a set of intriguing questions to which you can answer briefly again without thinking much. If you're ready, let's get started. Shall we do it?
So, yeah.
All right, here comes the first bullet out of the second rapid fire round. If you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say, Pranita?
Happiness is the purpose of life.
Wow, happiness is the purpose of life. And what is one thing that you are really bad at that you wish you were better or good at?
Home organization, cleaning. I don't wish that I could be better. I wish that somebody else can take care of the cleaning. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Can you describe yourself in just one word?
Growth oriented.
And what is the first thing that you notice in someone when you come across them for the first time?
Their eyes or their empathy in their eyes, or because I think eyes can share so many things. So yeah, eyes and what I can read from their eyes. Yeah,
gotcha. And invisibility versus super strength, which one would you prefer, and what would you do if you acquire that strength?
I think super strength of any skill which will help me to impact more people would be ideal.
And I wish you good luck. I'm sure you are going to acquire that one for sure. And here comes the last bullet out of rapid fire round. What is one electronic gadget or a fantasy gadget that you'd like to see or invent yourself?
A remote where I can actually teleport myself to the place of my desire and people who I want to be around with.
Good one. Interesting. And that was a great rapid fire. With that, let's be back to the mainstream. And what will be your one piece of advice to those who are aspiring to grow big in their careers, Pranita? Because you have seen different career trajectories. Like, I could see you are a doctor on one hand, and on the other side, you are become a coach and you're helping people realize their inner strengths and enhance their energy levels. I think there is a lot to learn from you. So what will be the single piece of advice?
Rather than thinking too much, wherever, because your career will evolve over time, your interest will evolve over time. But at this stage, maybe thinking about last 5 years or last 2 years and thinking about next 2 to 5 years, where you are at and what you can bring best to the world and what fulfills you. So what gives you joy? At the same time, thinking about the responsibilities you have and actually doing that at this stage. And then your purpose will evolve and you'll get the support, right? Support. So rather than thinking too much, actually start doing it is the message I would share.
And then one thing that stuck to me is things will evolve. So whatever we think or we dream of, right, it may not be the same after a few years. I think that's a powerful and very rarely spoken stuff.
Because we are evolving human being and we interact with other human being. So with new life experiences, you gain new skills. And with that new skills, you can work differently, work better, work smart, or work different, completely different trajectory. Like I started as an occupational therapist in India in 2001, as well as sports science. But then my interest grew in cardiology. And then when I came to the UK, the world of occupational therapy is so different over here. But I still wanted to go into that cardiology and speaking and working on different stages. So I gained new qualifications. And now what I'm doing is helping people to reverse their chronic conditions, optimize their health, and actually lead a more purposeful and spiritual life. Awesome. So it's totally different what I used to do in when I graduated from AM hospital. So yeah,
that's so fascinating. And thank you so much for being part of our show today. And before I let you go, please share with me, like, how is your experience being hosted on the Guiding Voice platform?
Yeah, first of all, like I told you in the beginning, the energy and enthusiasm that you are sharing here, at the same time, your purpose of why you're doing it, I understand it's to enhance career at the same time, the quality of life of people. So it's very commendable. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you taking time and for being part of our journey. Thank you for all the amazing insights that you have shared with our audience today. And I definitely want you to come back to the show and share many more insights on different topics so that our community grows well in their life as well as career as well. Thank you once again, Pranita. And on this note, I would like to thank Pratya Punekar once again for connecting us both and for making this happen. So thank you, Pradnya, if you are listening or watching this episode.
Yeah, she's a great professional, and thanks to her. So it was real pleasure to speak with you, Naveen. Thank you.
Same here, and pleasure to host you, Pranita. Take care. Bye. So friends, that was our episode with Pranita Solunki. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request. In case if you haven't already subscribed to us, please subscribe to The Guiding Voice from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. And also, if you have enjoyed this conversation and found it useful, please share with at least 3 of your friends or colleagues, whoever you think would benefit from The Guiding Voice and might like TGB. And spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. Now let's cruise into the trivia segment of today's episode. Today we had amazing conversation with Pranita on how to boost the energy levels in order to enhance the performance. So let us take a step back and talk about human energy levels. And I'm bringing you three facts, and the first one among them is biological clocks and circadian rhythms. Human energy levels follow natural circadian rhythms, and the body's internal clock regulates energy, affecting when we feel most alert and when energy dips. Understanding these rhythms can help optimize daily activities and also enhance productivity. And the second one is about emotional energy impact. The human energy levels are not solely physical. Pranita has already touched on this aspect. Emotions have a significant impact on our energy. Positive emotions can boost the energy, while negative ones can deplete it. And managing emotional well-being is crucial for maintaining optimal energy. And the third one is about energy-efficient brain. You know, the human brain consumes a significant portion of the body's energy, even though it represents only about 2% of the body weight. And this fact underscores the importance of mental energy and cognitive health in the overall energy management. So that's it from my side, but I would love to hear from you. What are you doing to enhance your energy levels? Are there any secrets that you'd like to share with our audience? Please let them come through in the form of YouTube comments if you're watching this episode there. Or if you have found this episode on social media, please comment there. I'm going to review it and announce it in future. And thank you so much for tuning in and also for being part of our awesome community. We would love to hear from you. Do not hesitate to share your ideas and feedback either through our social media or email us at theguidingvoiceforyou@gmail.com. And let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Navin Samala, a lifelong learner. And my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. Until next time, take care, stay inspired. And remember, the future holds great things because the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now. See you all in the next episode with another amazing guest. Until then, take care.